And now we're going to do a guided meditation to heal the inner child. Take a couple of nice deep breaths just to get yourself more relaxed and more centered. And as you breathe, you're becoming more relaxed and your mind is becoming more clear. All extra thoughts are leaving your mind. And you just focus on your breath. For this meditation, you are going to be in the role of observer. So you are not going to be the child. You will be watching on as an onlooker. And because you will be an observer, you won't have to feel the intense emotions of the scenarios that you're witnessing. You will just be a witness. This is a great way to explore past situations so that you don't have to go deeply into all of the intense and sometimes really difficult emotions. So as the observer, you will be observing different sections of your timeline. As you are sitting there, your adult self, focusing on your breath, I want you to imagine that a part of yourself, part of your spirit, is going to lift up through the top of your head, above your body, knowing that this is just an exercise, that you're completely safe. You're going to lift up above your body and above the room, above the house. And now you have a unique perspective. You can now look down and view the timeline of your life. It literally looks like a line. You are viewing time. And as you look down on that timeline, you see what looks like little movies playing, like different situations. And you, as you've lifted up above your body and above the house and above your life, you can actually fly because you're not in your body anymore. Right now. So with your intention, you fly above your timeline and you look down and you're flying above your adulthood and you're flying backward in time. You know that you can explore the adulthood at a different time. And we're going to keep going. Flying above your teenage years. Just notice that for a moment. And then go further back to when you were a grade school child, 6 to 12 years old. just looking down on the timeline and just see if anything pops out. And now when you were a younger child, 3 to 6 years old, look down at that section of the timeline. And now when you're a toddler, 18 months to 3 years, looking at that section of timeline. And now continuing to gently fly above your life, you go back to when you were an infant, birth to 18 months. And you just briefly observe that time period. And then you even go back to pre-birth. You fly a little bit further before you were an infant, when you were still in your mother's womb. And now you're at the very beginning of the timeline. And now you can move forward. Now you're at the moment of conception. You can move forward or back to any part of your childhood, pre-birth to, you know, about 12 or 13 years old. And as you float and fly gently above your timeline, I want you to find, first of all, a happy memory. So I want you to fly above your timeline, just looking down at those little movies that you see playing. And when you see a happy memory, I want you to move down onto the timeline. You're going to land. So you're flying above your timeline. You're going to actually bring yourself down into that moment of time as an observer. And I want you to watch that happy memory. It's more than just a movie, though. It's like you're there. You're watching everything 3D. But you are just standing there as an observer. So just watch. Notice what's happening. Notice who's there. And what is your child, your younger child self doing? And how does your younger self child appear to be feeling? And are they saying anything? After observing this happy memory, I want you to walk directly up to your child self and introduce yourself, your adult self. Walk toward your child self. Introduce yourself to the child and ask if they would like to share anything with you. Would the child like to share a message with you, or even an object, a little gift, or a message? What is the child sharing with you now? Take a moment to thank your child You can even give your happy child a hug. Tell her that you'll be back, but that you're leaving for a little while to go do some more exploring. So now you're going to leave that memory and you're going to float up above your timeline again. Again, looking down, observing the timeline. You can move forward or back. Anywhere from pre-birth through infancy, toddlerhood, young childhood, grade school age. And now I want you, as you float above, to find a memory that was an unhappy memory or a traumatic memory. Now remember that you are in observer mode. So as the observer, you don't feel the emotions. You are simply watching as though you're watching a movie. So when you find that unhappy memory spot on the timeline, I want you to come down onto the timeline and land and stand there and look around at what's happening. You see your child self. You see something happening. Notice any people who may be around. Notice what they are doing or saying. Notice your environment. Notice how the child appears to be feeling. How are they acting? And you're completely just observing here. And now you continue to remain on that spot on the timeline. However, any other people involved with this unhappy memory, they leave. And it's just you and your child self. And I want you to directly approach your child self, walk up to her with open arms. Tell her who you are. And that you are here to keep her safe now. You might even give her a hug or have her sit on your lap or sit next to you. And you talk with her for a few moments. You tell her that you are here to protect her from now on. Ask your child self if she has anything to tell you. You can have a conversation with her now. And now you have a special gift, an object in your pocket or in your purse, It's something that you're carrying with you. And it's an object that's very special to you. It has meaning. And you're going to give this object to your child self so that she will feel comforted and know that you're near. And you give her this object now. And you tell her that any time that she needs your assistance, she can call on you and you'll be there and you'll listen to her. And now you give your child self a great big hug. And after you give her this great big hug, you look at her face and you see the stress and the pain that was on her face before has now left. And she looks much happier. She looks much calmer. And she even has a playful glint in her eyes. Now it's time to leave this point of the timeline. So I want you to float up above the timeline. Floating above your childhood and flying gently forward in time. Flying gently forward until you get to present time. And you look down, you see your body in this room. And you gently bring your spirit back down into your body. And your spirit very easily and fully integrates 100% fully back into your body. It's a very gentle and complete process. And as you come back into your body, you feel your tailbone. You feel very grounded. You feel very present in your physical body again. And you feel even more integrated than before because now you've explored some of your past memories of childhood. When you are ready, I'd like for you to gently open your eyes. Take some nice deep breaths to continue to help you to ground. And now before speaking, before doing anything else, I'd like for you to take your paper and just jot down a few ideas onto your paper. Anything that you experienced, questions that you may have, jot at least a couple of words or notes about the happy memory that you explored. Do you remember the gift that your child gave you? And then also jot down some details about the unhappy memory. And do you remember the gift that you gave your child? Do you remember any messages that your child, your happy child or your unhappy child, shared with you? And write it down now. Now remember, You can explore this meditation infinite number of times since this is being recorded. You can do this again when you're in bed and in a comfortable environment all by yourself. You can explore different times from your past. I'm sure there are many. And I'm going to give you some more time to finish writing. And then our next activity is going to be to send distant healing into the past. But just know that simply visiting the past, as we did in this meditation, and observing and communicating with your happy child and your unhappy child, that can be very, very healing and very cathartic. And it helps you process some of those old situations. And in addition to that, also sending healing to the past can be very powerful. We'll be doing that next.